Hour 4.7, Andy and Mel. It is 8:05, up to 91 today. It's 69 right now. So we have got to finally crack the vault. Sorry, we're late. Things got a little hectic earlier. No, actually, we just plain forgot, because that's what we do. We forget things.
Mm-hmm.
So, Hot 104.7, who is this?
This is Beth.
Beth, do you have the digits to the vault?
I do.
What
are
they?
It is 279 and 22.
That is correct.
Yay!
Nice work,
you.
Beth.
You guys rock.
Oh, thank you. We got a $50 party tab for you to the vault, Beth. Okay.
All right.
Congratulations. Okay, so there we got that.
Okay.
Check. Got the Friday, the weekend wake up coming up at 9 o'clock with DJ Core. He's got a mashup. I am just brain dead today. It's over. The week is over. It should have been over yesterday, but unfortunately, there are 5 days, not four, in a week. And
I know. It's unfortunate.
It is unfortunate. Anyway, among the things you will hear in the first segment of the Weekend Wake Up, he went very old school.
I love it.
He definitely brought the Parmesan.
Well, he took some requests that we had put on our Facebook page, and mixed it together with it,
and
it's pretty awesome.
It's a lot of very old school stuff in the first segment.
It's definitely a make Mel happy type mix.
I don't think he got them from our Facebook and what people suggested. I think you gave him your personal iPod playlist.
I did not. I swear to God.
I think that's what it was in the first segment. There's some good stuff. Don't get me wrong. There's just a couple of songs in there that I personally would rather have fingernails torn from my hand than listen to.
Somebody suggested a boy band mix thing, and so he took that. I think it was a great suggestion. I like it a lot.
By the way, who are the Hanson Beavers playing tonight? I don't know who Hanson's playing tonight, but high school football season gets underway tonight. Businesses that don't go together. These are kind of fun. Whether you've actually seen it or you're just making it up yourself, we don't care. Because the show sucks today anyway.
It's not that bad.
It's not one of our better efforts, let's just say. Well, the effort was there. It was just... Something got lost in the execution.
Yeah,
the execution is not, you know, we had a good game plan, but we just weren't able to execute. The defense was too strong today. Heather's on the phone. How are you, Heather?
Pretty good. How are you?
That's not Heather.
Drink!
This is Heather.
I don't know if that's on the list or not, but it should be.
How are you, Heather?
Doing pretty good. How are you?
Good. Got an idea for a couple of businesses that would not go good together in the same building?
Yes, I do. It would be a weight loss / bakery.
Yeah.
We had a few with that one.
Yeah. That would be not fitting so well.
That would be horrible because you'd want to go have weight loss and then all of a sudden there'd be some Krispy Kreme donuts.
Or it could be a bakery and a swimsuit shop.
Now, you say that's a bad idea, but now the more that I think about it, I think that is a fantastic business plan.
Why do you think
Because... The people who just worked out, they just burned off a bunch of calories. And when you work out, you feel like, I worked out today. I can eat this.
Reward.
You would be able to sell so many donuts.
Yes.
Possibly.
But some of the people are health nuts and would not do that. Oh, yeah, ice cream.
Now you're making me hungry.
I never want ice cream after a workout.
No.
Or I really wouldn't want a donut after a workout either.
No, but I want a donut right now.
Yeah, I sure do.
I do too.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Heather.
No problem.
Bye-bye. Bye.
A glazed donut sounds so good right now.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had one for a long time. Totally not on my diet to eat list, but oh, it sounds good.
I really miss Krispy Kreme.
I really, really
remember
like...
Remember that? I did that as a crappy karaoke.
I really do like glazed donuts.
If there is anything you would find to be a amusing combo of businesses, got a ton of texts and emails here, and now my internet doesn't want to go. There we
Aww.
Go. This one from 9837, cigarettes and caskets.
Yeah.
This one, what does this say? Boobs voice texting picked up y'all on the radio. Someone tried to text and I don't know what that one means. Okay.
Okay. Confusing.
Someone said, loving the show today. I need laughs to get me through Friday morning. Well, Heather, I'm glad that you enjoy our poorly executed show today.
Well, I think it's funny because we're dumb. That's why.
Here's one. I just got it from Jessica. A radio station and a phone sex business.
Oh, well, I could totally do that, though.
Yeah, but could you imagine accidentally broadcasting it? That's what she's saying.
Oh, yeah, that would be bad.
I cannot imagine that.
However, it'd be a great second job for me.
Hello.
Hello.
Clarice.
Thank you for calling 1-900-HOT-BABES.
Okay, stop. Carcass removal and meat locker.
Ew!
From Melinda.
That was gross, Melinda. Just saying.
A strip club and daycare center.
I think they have those.
A church next to a strip bar. I think we have one of those here in town. They're not in the same building, but they're close.
They are?
Yeah. Oh, just drive down.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's not that close, though.
Hearing aids and cell phones.
That's funny.
This one, I'm a nerd, so this one is very funny to me. A Mac computer and PC computer shop.
Oh, that would be. I think somebody would have a problem with that.
Well, in a small store, like a locally. Usually,
like if they're selling used ones.
You're
or
either
something?
A Mac or a PC. Now, right. Like Best Buy has both.
Right.
But, you know, the small shops, they're usually one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because mm-hmm. you're either a Mac or a PC.
Right.
You just are. Anyway.
I'm a PC.
I am too, because I don't understand mice with one button.
I don't. I just don't understand Macs. They're confusing.
I've never used one. That's the only thing why. The people that have them love them.
Yeah, it's,
I've never used one.
I can imagine the learning curve, though, on those when you first got one, and if you ever uses a PC, you'd be like, I don't know what's going on. Is this a keyboard?
Where's my Windows button?
I am so confused.
And where are the F keys? I like the F keys. Maybe Macs have F keys. I don't know.
Anyway, I don't know.
You know, F1, F2, F3.
Yeah, F4. I know. I don't know if they have them or not.
Anyway, so.
I'm sure somebody will tell us.
Did I say carcass? Yeah, I did.
Yes,
I did use that one.
You did.
There's a place in Mallette that sells barbecue sauce and deer scents. From Ben.
You don't know what deer scents are. They're what people spray on yourself.
To attract deer.
To attract deer, yeah. Pretty much you're spraying pee on yourself is what you're doing. And it's really gross. And then they also have a shampoo that makes you smell like dirt. Literally,
yeah.
You smell like dirt
from
this body wash.
If you've got another idea, let us know. I just looked up and we're running way behind. And we were running ahead all morning. We were doing so good.
Dang it.
Bad Andy. Anyway, we have got music coming up next from Flo Rida and Demi Lovato. Hang on. Morning, sunshine. Good morning. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel. Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. This show is a disaster today. How about you crinkle your water bottle right in front of the microphone again?
I thought I had it over far enough, and I didn't realize that it was going to do that.
Yeah.
But I was also, like, finishing swallowing a carrot, and I had to down some water. I had to down some water so I could speak.
Too bad we don't do a secret sound contest. That'd be a great one.
I think people will get that right away.
Sounds like popcorn.
I think people will get that right away.
Because I have my empty water bottle that I was just, it's got the cap on it, so it's got air in it. I can't press it. I'm just wrinkling it. Yeah. The secret sound is... internet quote of the day, Mel. What is it?
Dear men who are smart, hot, awesome, and madly in love with me, please start existing.
This has been fun, and we're too brain dead to figure out anything else to do today. So, we've been talking about businesses that don't go together, and we keep getting calls and texts and emails, so we're rolling with it.
Yeah.
Businesses that don't go together. We have got Mr. Anonymous on the phone. How are you?
Good. Hey, I got another shop that would go together good.
Okay.
There would have been one when I did this. But a wedding rings and divorce attorneys.
Yeah.
Yeah, jewelry store and then a divorce attorney.
Right next door.
There you go.
I like it.
Put a card in the bag.
Just in case this doesn't work out.
Just in case this doesn't work.
Here's my card. We're here for you.
Well, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Yeah.
I got a text from my friend Nick. He calls us all the time. He said, two businesses that don't belong, parole and probation services, and a head shop. Yeah, that wouldn't work.
Adult toy store next to a life insurance agent. Very odd combo.
That would be very
not
weird.
Not quite so oxymoronic, but
no, but weird.
Odd combo.
Yeah.
Cigarettes and caskets.
Oh.
Smoke shop and funeral home.
Yeah. Yikes.
You're trying to grow your business. I don't think that would be ethical.
Uh-uh.
At all.
No.
Let's see here. We've got Nicole on the phone. How are you, Nicole?
I'm good. I just heard your little comment about all these little things next to each other.
Yeah.
I actually attend the church that's next to the strip club.
You do attend that church.
Ah.
Yes, I do.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was really funny when we first moved in. And I'm also on the, I sing with the church, you know, worship team. And the guy that's in charge of the worship team, he stays really late. And part of the thing is people will park in our parking lot from Scarlett's.
Oh, sure.
And the guy that does the worship team, he actually will go put flyers in their windows.
Oh, sure.
There you go.
I thought it was the funniest thing when he told me that. And I'm like, it makes sense. I mean, if they're going to park in our parking lot, you know, they're kind of asking for it.
Why not? Spread the word. If you're going to park in our parking lot, you're getting a flyer.
As soon as I heard you say that, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's us.
Because I got the text and I was like, what about that? Oh, and then I thought about it. I'm like, there is one in town.
I didn't even realize that they were that close.
Yeah. Aren't they back to back?
It's like right behind Scarlett O'Hara's. It's in the same building as Baby Town Kids Stuff.
Yeah. It's,
so it's like
they're
right
like back to back. Yeah. You got to go around, but they're still pretty much back to back.
Yeah.
That's funny. Thank you so much for the call.
Not a problem.
Sin and then ask for forgiveness.
Yeah.
The next day.
You get your forgiveness right there. Yeah. Anyway, so there you go. We've got the weekend wake up coming up. Also, free gas Friday song of the day.
Which one is it?
Is this our last one, or do we have one more? I think we have one more after this week.
I think it's one more.
Yeah, the free gas Friday song this week for today is Lady Marmalade, Christina, Pink, Lil Kim, and Maya.
Yeah, love that song.
Good thing it was not in the weekend wake up.
Yeah.
I just checked that to make sure.
It's not.
It's not. So, because then it would have ended up playing twice and we would have had to shell out $100, one of us, because it would have been our fault.
It wouldn't have been my fault.
Okay. So then I guess I would have been shelling out $100 for another gas card. Anyway, you hear that song today, you win a fit of $100 gas card to the gas stop. We have got music on the way from the likes of Tayo Cruz, also Justin Bieber's latest, and Dirt next. Hang on.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, 842. Just got this breaking news story off the AP wire here. New York City officials say several people have been shot outside the Empire State Building and that the gunman is dead. City police say three or four civilians have been wounded in the Friday morning shooting and that the shooter is dead. A fire department spokesman says it received a call about the shooting just after 9 a.m. Friday and that emergency units were on the scene within minutes. The spokesman had no information about how many people were wounded or their conditions. The shooting occurred at 34th and 5th Avenue, right outside the Empire State Building. So there you go.
Yikes.
That's all we have on that.
Yeah.
On the lighter side, I have a fun little story about a doctor who... You know how doctors always make you wait? Like mm-hmm. You get there, and you wait, and you wait, and you wait, and you wait.
And you're like, come on, I
know.
Stuff to do.
It's like, I know you're just sitting in the back playing Angry Birds on your computer or your phone or something.
I don't think they're playing Angry Birds.
Well, on Wednesday morning, a tanker truck full of flammable liquid got into an accident in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and Interstate 10 was shut down for the entire day. As you might expect, traffic was a mess, and Catherine Bacham got stuck in it on her way to work. That was a problem because she is a surgical breast oncologist and she was on her way to the hospital to perform surgery on a patient. She realized she wasn't going to get there by driving, so she went to a nearby friend's house and asked if she could borrow a bike. The only one he had belonged to his 7-year-old daughter. And even though
really?
Catherine is 6 feet tall,
nuh-uh.
She put on the pink helmet and rode the tiny little bike to the hospital so she could get there in time.
How late was she?
So she could get there in time.
She did get there on time.
So she could get there in time.
I don't think that she probably got there on time.
Well, in time as far as doctors are concerned.
Right.
Which meant she probably got there about 10:30, 10:45.
Right.
But
that was my point.
Anyway, yeah. Okay. Now I see where you're coming
from. I'm glad that you were catching what I was throwing.
Okay, that's good. Yeah. Anyway, we've got a few more of the businesses that don't belong to get to, and then at 9 o'clock, the weekend wake up with DJ Core kicking off at 9. Hang on. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 8:53. We are going to top out at 91 today. 72 right now. So I got a couple of clips I want to play you.
Alrighty.
The first one is the brand new one from Christina Aguilera.
Oh, okay.
Track leaked yesterday. It's called My Body. So there you go. There's
like
the new
it.
One. It's yeah,
not bad.
It's just part of it. And another thing that was out. Remember when Kelly Clarkson was here? She always does a cover of something.
Yeah.
And it was, and she did some song I'd never heard ever in my life.
Yeah, I don't remember
when she
what
was
it
here,
was.
Like a fan request. Well, she did one at her show just the other night, and it's one of those songs that is finally starting to go away a little bit. But not quite. And why aren't you? Oh, I can't hear you because I didn't turn the button on. Drink!
Yeah, yeah.
That was good work. Here we go. You can say you're sick of this song all you want. But every time you hear it, you sing along.
Somebody.
The Weekend Wake Up with DJ Core next.
Hot 104.7.com.